The U.S. Department of Justice and Coconino County have agreed to a settlement requiring the county to come into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act on voting access. A random audit during the August 2016 primary election discovered the violations in 30 of 31 polling locations. Patty Hansen, Coconino County Recorder, is with me to explain. Patty, explain what Coconino County was not doing properly.
Most of the places where we were not in compliance with had to do with signage for the handicap parking. Okay. It would say handicap parking or have the wheelchair emblem, but it needs to say van accessible. And also some of our polling handicap parking locations weren't wide enough because for van accessible parking, you need to have it wider so somebody that's getting out of their van and has a wheelchair can actually move around and get between the vehicle and into the building.
So what will it take to come into compliance? What are some of the efforts that have to be taken by Coconino County?
Okay, our biggest challenge for the efforts we're going to have to take is we have several locations on the Navajo Nation and the Hopi Reservation, and we don't have paved parking at all, let alone paved handicap parking. So we will be working with those locations to try to figure out a way that we can provide a paved handicap parking space for the future. In the meantime, we can do an accommodation where we're going to have what's called a ballot call, which is essentially a doorbell system where we have a doorbell button outside in the parking lot, and then it rings inside and our poll workers can come out and assist anybody in their vehicle. It's called curbside voting.
Is there a time frame for this? Is this something that could be ready by fall of this year?
The parking will not be available by the fall of this year, but I know the county's goal, and I think Department of Justice would like us to be in compliance by the primary and general elections in 2020.
Okay.
So it gives us a couple years.
Does that seem reasonable?
I think so. Some of the locations we are able to bring in compliance this year. We're buying some temporary ramps that will be for a step or a threshold. We're buying some of the plastic cones to make the parking wider and things like that. So those are easy fixes for us, and those will be in place. But I think there will probably be about 8 locations where we just won't be able to come into complete compliance this year.
Okay. Were the shortcomings that the DOJ identified, were those budget-related? Was there a lack of attention to them? Was there, you mentioned the reservations, obviously that is a very unique challenge, but in terms of some of the other places, was there something that was consistently there?
No, it's getting more and more difficult to find locations to be a polling place. We're having facilities turn us down and saying they don't want us to vote there because of liability issues. We have a school that has asked us to move because in 2016, some of the parents were concerned for safety reasons in having strangers coming into the school. So it's getting to be harder and harder for us to find locations that will let us be there, let alone meet the criteria of being accessible for voters that have mobility issues.
Now, Maricopa County, which is where we're sitting right now, has embraced technology. Maricopa County's budget is a lot bigger than Coconino County's budget, certainly, but are there other ways, are there more people in Coconino County taking advantage of mail-in? Are there opportunities for them to do other things? Like in Maricopa County, we've had an increase in the number of special polling stations where people use more technology, but there are fewer traditional polling places, for example.
Yes, in Coconino County, we are starting a gradual implementation of vote centers, which is similar to what they have in Maricopa County. And that will be fewer locations for people to vote at, but it may be more convenient to where they work instead of where they live. And you get to go to any of those locations. But the challenge on the Navajo Reservation is, for example, at our coal mine precinct, there's only one building in coal mine. that can be used. And so if we move that somewhere else, the voters there would have to drive maybe 100 miles round trip. And so that's the real challenge, is you don't want to make it inconvenient for the voters in how far they have to travel. Mm-hmm. It's also important for us to make our polling places, especially on the Navajo Reservation, accessible, I think, because culturally, our Native voters like to vote in person much better than they do through the mail. And you can't mail a language interpreter. So if you need language assistance, you're going to need to go to the location and cast your ballot in person.
Patty Hansen is Coconino County Recorder. Patty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for your interest.